In this leader feeder, we're going to look at how to take those challenging goals that your boss expects you to achieve and how to translate them down to your team. How can you get your team aligned to hit the goals that have been set for you? Well, as a leader, you've really got a few different tools at your disposal. First, realize that if you want your team to achieve different results than they've been achieving before, you're going to need to take those goals and translate them into behaviors that need to change. You've heard the saying that if you want the same old stuff, keep doing what you've been doing. So you need your team to change what they're doing to drive better results. So there's a few things that I'd suggest. Number one is lead by example. It's important that your team sees those new behaviors from you as the leader that sets the example for what you expect from them. Number two is you need to explain why the goals are so important and connect them to the bigger picture. So you can let your team know how achieving those goals helps the company succeed, perhaps how it affects customers of your organization, so that they can get a sense of the big picture and how they contribute to it. And finally, the third thing you can do is you can then check in and follow up on those goals. Now, this isn't the same as micromanagement. Micromanagement is hovering over your people, asking them, did you do it yet? Did you do it yet? And that's not what we're talking about here. When you follow up, and in fact, it's a concept that says that you get the lower of what you expect, accept, or inspect. So we want you to check in to see how things are going. If your team never sees you asking them how things are progressing, then they're going to assume that those goals aren't that important or that the actions that you've asked of them aren't that important. So do check in on them to see on the progress. And of course, if the goal is a real challenge for your team, you're going to want to make sure that you celebrate or acknowledge all progress towards that goal. By celebration, at least acknowledgement, your team will know that they've built a new beachhead or a plateau that they can then go from there up to the next level to achieve your goals. Taking your goals and translating them into behaviors is a key skill for any leader, whether you're a frontline supervisor or a manager. And if we can be of any assistance in helping you or your team develop, be sure to bring us on site to do our workshops, and you can reach out to us at frontlineleadership.com. And if you're inclined to pursue other development needs for yourself, you can join with our Facebook community at Frontline Leader.